going to mug me?
Am I going to mug you?
Is that gorgeous or what, eh?
And I believe I can run the deep marathon.
Download Veely now.
The number of women in America's prisons is soaring. Up 400% in the past 30 years. The United States has more female inmates than any other country in the world. And prisoner pregnancy rates are higher than ever before.
If you're pregnant and in prison, you pretty much gotta feel like you failed something really badly.
Every year, hundreds of babies are born behind bars.
Hey, Mari, mommy love you. She miss you.
Most are taken away from their mothers after just 24 hours.
Hey, Mom. Can you come and get the baby?
Now, a radical new program is allowing a handful of incarcerated mothers to keep their babies in prison.
Right there, where the fence is up out, is where they go outside and sit with the babies.
But the scheme is not without controversy.
There are those that would criticize and saying these women are being punished. Why should they have children in prison?
There's people in here that's killed their kids.
They had to go against a lot of people to get to be able to have babies on this premises.
Seven mothers share their most intimate experiences. Should babies be allowed to live behind bars?
I don't want to do this anymore.
Seven miles west of downtown Indianapolis lies the Indiana Women's Prison, a maximum security facility that houses 670 inmates. The women have committed a range of crimes, from drug dealing and prostitution to burglary, assault, and murder. But the Indiana Women's Prison is also a place of hope for a small group of its inmates. In 2007, the prison instituted a radical and pioneering program, the We Ones Nursery, where a handful of inmates are allowed to keep their babies behind bars.
If the rates for reincarceration are lower for women that have gone through this program, then we've done something right. If the rates of criminal activity by their children in 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years are low, then we know we've done something right.
But with around 40 pregnant women in the prison at any one time and only 10 places in the baby dorm, competition is tough.
Three, swag, ready. Woo-hoo.
34-year-old Balbina Hernandez was pregnant when she was incarcerated for dealing narcotics. She now has a place on the baby dorm with her daughter Angelina.
I think I had Angelina to set me still. I think that's what God did. He set me still and let me bond with my daughter. That way I can get out there and be a mom and have a family and go back the way I used to be. You know, having a home. I don't have nothing now. I had homes, horses, dirt bikes, a garden, you know. Being with her this last 10 months has been a miracle, a blessing, an eye-opening. It's been totally educational, you know. It's brought back all the things that I lost, all the things that the drugs had killed and I couldn't feel. I feel again now.
This morning, a new intake of women are arriving. Many of them are pregnant. All pregnant offenders in the state of Indiana end up here, and up to 60 babies are born each year. Every woman must undergo a pregnancy test on arrival and a full medical in the prison infirmary. Bobby Brush, a former drug addict, is 8 months pregnant. She's desperate to secure a place on the baby unit.
I'm due in 4 weeks.
Have you been getting prenatal care?
Yes.
So you're gonna go over and see Dr. Tanner?
But she'll have to compete with other inmates if she's to keep her baby.
I call my baby's dad tonight when I get
Offenders have to meet certain criteria before they can apply for the Wee Ones Nursery. They cannot have a violent offense on record, more than 18 months to run on their sentence, and the baby must be born healthy.
You got a 183 number. Where have you been before?
This is it.
This is it?
Yeah, in Indiana. I did time in Ohio.
And which pregnancy is this for you?
I've had two miscarriages, and then this is my sixth live.
So this is your eighth pregnancy?
Yeah. Three of them's been adopted.
Three are adopted. Yes, go ahead.
And one's with my cousin.
One's with your cousin.
And then one's with dad.
Okay.
Deep breath. In the outside world, their life is so chaotic. Now, if the one program can succeed, okay, if they can really bond well and it does change them and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, that's good. But I think a lot of these children don't really have a great chance in life because their mothers just aren't taking care of themselves and they're not doing the stuff they need to be doing.
Bobby started using drugs when she was just 13 years old.
What drugs were you using?
I mean, well, on the outs before I got pregnant, crack and meth.
The chemical dependency classes will be helpful for you because you can start to get into that. They have meetings here.
But I went through periods of, I don't know, where I haven't went and did no recovery but stayed clean. Just, it's old people, places, and thing that mainly gets me.
If you're going to be the best mother that you can be, you know, you're going to have to be in recovery.
All right. Any other questions?
Baby dorm, or, I mean, do you guys still got that, or do I need to talk to my counselor?
Yes,
about
we
it?
Do have the one program, and but if you meet the qualifications, then you're certainly here long enough. All right. Well, welcome and good luck to you.
If Bobby doesn't qualify for the Wee Ones program, she'll be forced to give up her baby just 24 hours after giving birth.
She's really typical for us with numerous social problems, chemical dependency problems. All our kids divided up in different homes and so forth, and so she's gonna have a lot to come back from. But since she has a little bit of time, she probably could actually spend time in the one unit and really bond well with that child. And if she can get into recovery and stay in recovery, then she might have a chance, you know, to get other children back in the future. But without being in recovery, you know, she may not even be able to survive.
Those not eligible for the special program face a regime of lockdown.
Ladies, prepare for count. Proceed to your rooms.
Offenders are forced to stay in their cells for up to 12 hours a day. It's a world away from the cozy baby dorm. 20-year-old Donna arrived at Indiana Women's Prison just over 2 weeks ago.
Every other hour, like, for 1 hour, we'll be locked down, and then they'll be out, this side will be out, and then for the next hour, they'll be locked down and we'll be out. It's not as much freedom over here as it is over there.
8 weeks pregnant, she is also desperate to get a place in the Wee Ones nursery.
I want to keep the baby because it's my child, and the first year is the most bonding, and I just couldn't just let my child go. I feel terrible because I'll be keeping my baby in prison, and it's like it's done a crime and it's in prison, but the dorms, you know, are nice. The baby won't even know what's going on and stuff and bond with its mom. So when we do get out, I can start a life and I can stay out of trouble and I can be with my baby.
This morning, Donna is joining a class to help her face up to the harsh reality of motherhood in prison.
The state of Indiana has done an amazing thing to develop the family preservation program, to have the baby program, the Wee Ones Nursery, and those things are really, really fantastic. And let me tell you, they had to go against a lot of people to get to be able to have babies on this premises. And the reason that they did that is because it is proven that the significance of the mother-baby bond. The whole idea about when we did the baby dorm is, oh, they're going to remember the barbed wire. No, absolutely not. They're going to remember the bond with the mother. Those things will override any other things. I have a question here. It says, I'm worried about coping with the separation from my baby. There's a lot of different forms of separation. Separation meaning you're not going to participate in the baby program. The baby is going to go away with mom, grandma, dad's mom. This is definitely hard. Having a baby in prison is no picnic. It is very, very hard.
The women and babies in the open-celled baby dorm are separated and protected in a secure area, away from potentially dangerous inmates. Many of the prisoners are guilty of serious and violent crimes, and rumors are rife.
Right there, where the fence is up out, is where they go outside and sit with the babies. Like, the babies can't be around the rest of the population. So they have it fenced off. Because
there's people in here that's killed their kids. There's a lady that, I don't know where she's at, but she put her baby in a microwave because she was jealous of it, because her husband, I guess when he got home from work, he spent time with her. And then there's another lady that cut her baby up, put it in stew and cooked it and fed it to her husband.
Mothers in the Wee Ones nursery find themselves in a far more relaxed environment. Even the prison staff appear to be more sympathetic.
Look, she's here.
Come on. She's shaking.
What?
She's telling us why. You leaving us?
I let my daughter make her own judgment because they say babies have good judgments. If she'll go to you, if she likes you, she'll play with you. I mean, there's people, when they come on this dorm, she'll check them out.
Oh, she wants my baby.
She always does.
Say bye-bye.
I'll come out there in a minute.
A lot of the offenders say, why do you let officers hold her? They're not my enemy. They're doing their job. They're human beings just like us. So I try to be a good mom. I mean, I just do what I feel like is in her best interest and to protect her, you know what I'm saying? Good habits and bad habits, right from wrong, you know, I let her know. You don't get out here and run wild and run the streets and do drugs. I don't want her to you know, think that's right.
All right, little lady.
There is no small debate about the wisdom of having programs like this. There are those that would criticize and saying these women are being punished. Why should they have children in prison? Why should they have that benefit? That, in my judgment, completely ignores what we're doing here. They're being punished in any case, but it's still the outcome when they leave here that we're concerned about, whether they're pregnant or not. And if they're better mothers, if they're better citizens when they leave because of it, then we've done something right, and that criticism is wrong.
New arrival Bobby Brush is still hoping for a place on the baby dorm. But with just 4 weeks till she's due to give birth, it's not looking good.
Any questions about Wee Ones or anything?
How quick do you get people in there? Like,
well,
I probably won't make
right
it in
now.
Yeah, I won't make it in there.
So if you're going to deliver soon, we probably won't have any openings for a while. It will be, yeah, so it may not work for you. Were you hoping to get on that unit? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's disappointing for you.
Bobby has to prepare herself for the possibility of having another baby taken away from her. Things can change quickly at Wee Ones. At short notice, two mothers on the unit have been told they're being transferred to a halfway house outside the prison.
Signal 1000 and 1031, signal 1000, 1031.
With places on the baby dorm in such high demand, Bobby now faces an agonizing wait.
You've been accepted.
accepted to the baby dorm, and they wanted me to go ahead and let you know. So you'll be moving over there after 10:30 count.
So that means I'll be able to keep my baby?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Because I'm so scared because of my mom. Thank you. I don't know what else to say. I'm just happy. I'm really, really happy.
With one place still available, Donna is also hoping for good news.
I'm trying to find any way I can to keep this baby. That's all. Hopefully something works out. It has to.
Across America, the number of pregnant women in jail has rocketed, causing huge problems for an already struggling prison service. Pregnant prisoners face tough choices. If family and friends can't take their babies, they must hand them over to caregivers within 24 hours of giving birth. Now, at the Indiana Women's Prison, a controversial new program called We Ones is giving pregnant inmates the chance to keep their babies behind bars. But space is limited. Only 10 inmates at a time are allowed on the dorm. For former drug addict Bobby, the program offers a fresh start and the chance to bond with her sixth child after giving up three of her kids for adoption.
Welcome to the baby dorm.
Oh, I'm excited. Lots of room. Gonna have to, I guess.
So horrible.
New and expectant moms are supported by nannies, four inmates who live on the dorm. Being a nanny is seen as a privilege by the other prisoners.
Hi. Hello. My name's Tammy. I'm a nanny.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
What's your name?
Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah.
So how long are you gonna be here?
I got 16 months left.
And your baby's due?
Next Friday.
If you need anything, just let me or any of the other nannies know. Shauna is my bunkie, and then the other two nannies is right across from you.
The Wee Ones Nursery exists on government grants and donations from charities.
Oh, look, I love mommy. That's cute.
These are so cute, girls.
Yeah.
Shirts and skirts.
Oh, look at those little
boys.
Yes.
I know. There's a lot of people that have a lot of animosity and a lot of strife because they think that we're privileged, that we have so much more than they do. And in reality, we don't. We, as prisoners, don't. The babies do. I mean, all this is geared for the babies. If you're blessed to come here to be a nanny, you know, everybody has the opportunity if you meet the criteria, not a violent crime, or, you know, you have to conduct yourself in a certain manner.
The babies thrive on the constant attention of nannies, staff, and inmates.
Here.
I'll have the bond with my baby.
She likes them.
That's the biggest thing. Is, I mean, I bonded with all my other kids, don't get me wrong, but this one, for one, I won't be using drugs, you know, even though I thought, that's one thing I learned is in the other, like that 6 month program I did, it's not that I was a bad mom, I just made bad choices. So I've never called myself a bad mom, but at least my head will be clear and she'll be with me. And I'm excited that I got this opportunity because not everybody here does get this opportunity. A lot of them have to send their babies away.
But elsewhere in the prison, the daily regime is a lot harsher.
I'm locked down half the day and only with one other person and she's always gone. I think I'm the only pregnant person in this dorm. But it's just, I don't get to see them that much because half of them's locked down and, you know, just, it's terrible over here.
20-year-old Donna is 8 weeks pregnant with her second child. She's desperate to keep her baby in prison, but has just found out that her application to the We Ones program has been rejected due to a previous accusation of violence. Donna must remain on the lockdown wing and will have to give up her baby 24 hours after giving birth.
Here, that's all you got to do is sit in here and think and be depressed and I don't know. I think it's unhealthy, really. I think it's a lot of crap, but there's nothing I can do. I feel like a kid because I'm an adult and I have no control over my life at all. And it sucks. It's to the point I have somebody else telling me I have to give my child away just because of something so stupid. There's people that, you know, don't even care if they have their kids and get to keep their kids.
Indiana Women's Prison is a top security facility housing many highly dangerous prisoners. Inducement and cesarean dates are withheld from pregnant prisoners to minimize the risk of escape. At short notice, Bobby's been transported to Wishard Hospital, 7 miles away from the prison, where the birth will be induced.
She's in active labor, so they asked me to take the leg irons off. She's in the process of getting an epidural, so she's going to be numb from the bottom down. So she really doesn't need the leg irons. She's not going anywhere at the moment.
Yes, I've been ready.
Bobby has a history of crack and meth use. And if her baby is unhealthy, she'll lose her place on the Wee Ones program.
She's looking pretty healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
20 minutes after giving birth, Bobby is shackled again and put into leg irons.
My kids have been adopted, and as long as she's healthy and stuff, she'll be able to stay with me. So that's really good news. So I was worried about losing custody of her.
Bobby and her newborn will now return to the baby dorm, where they will stay for the remainder of her sentence. Heather is 39 weeks pregnant with her 8th child. She's been in and out of prison, and this is her 3rd pregnancy behind bars. Heather's been excluded from the program because of violent offenses on her record.
It makes me very angry because they use our juvenile record against us. And when I was 10 years old, I got into a fight in elementary school. And the little girl's parents pressed charges against me, so it was a juvenile battery. It's kind of depressing.
And the implications of that are they're using that?
Yes. They said I'm a violent criminal because I have a juvenile battery that took place 21 years ago. I just don't think it's fair.
Refused a place on the dorm, Heather will have to give her baby away. Family members are already caring for 2 of her younger children. And one's been adopted.
When I was 11, I got pregnant with my first set of twins. My second set of twins, I was 17 when I had them. And that's Ariana Janae and Joseph Davon. They're 16. Then I have Jayla Chardonnay, she's 9. Then I have Marcus Adam, he's 7. And I have Dazzling Gale, and she's 5. And my husband is the father to Dazzling Gale, the youngest, the 5-year-old. Yeah.
And who's the father to the others?
His name is Jerome Reeves, and he lives in Los Angeles, California right now in federal prison. He's never getting out, ever.
Heather is running out of options, but finding a home for her unborn baby isn't her only concern.
You think that your boyfriend's daughter, grown daughter, might care for your baby?
Yes.
But your boyfriend's black?
Yes.
And you're not sure the baby is black?
Right.
And if you have a white baby and send it to that family, you're not sure that they'll want to care for it?
Mm-hmm. She said that when I do the paperwork to go ahead and put her name and her dad's name on there. But can't nobody find Kim anywhere.
Well, you don't have a lot of choices here, but that's one of the choices you do have, is who's going to care for your baby.
I wish my mom would take her, because I know she'd get well taken care of, you know.
Is that a possibility?
We could call and find out. I haven't asked my mom.
You haven't asked her?
No.
Does she know you're pregnant?
Yes, she does.
Would it matter to her what race the baby is?
No. But she wouldn't be able to bring the baby to see me. Hey, Mom. How are you doing? Yeah, I need to ask you a question, and I need to know, because I only have 18 days to make a decision. Can you come and get the baby? And nobody knows where Kim is at, and I don't know where TJ's at. I need somebody to come and get her before I lose her. I need the address to your house so I can send you the guardianship papers. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mom. I love you. All right. All right. Bye.
Oh, my God, Miss Wimple, I feel so relieved.
I'm so glad.
See, when I talk to my mom, I cry. She said, but I need you to put on there that Kim is her dad so I can have the DNA test done. Mm-hmm. If it comes back he's not, it'll just say father unknown when she goes into court. And that's how to go on the birth certificate in Evansville. She said, but I need to put somebody down so she can get the food stamps and stuff to help her with the baby.
You're relieved.
Oh, my God.
You feel so much better, don't you? Good. That's what you wanted all along.
It's all I wanted was really my family to have her, because my mom's not going to care what color she is.
20-year-old Donna is 8 weeks pregnant and is desperate to keep her baby in prison. But with places on the Wee Ones program in short supply, her application has been rejected. Donna was jailed after going on the run with her teenage husband, Sean.
This was last summer at our family reunion. This is my husband, Sean, and this is me.
Sean is also now in prison. The couple haven't seen each other since her arrest.
I go like this and put it up against the wall. So then the sweater usually like right here. So it's like, you know, it kind of helps a little. I know it's crazy, but like, I don't know, I like intertwine with it and it helps me a little bit. It's not the same. He's way bigger than that, but it helps. He's a good person. He would give the shirt off of his back to anybody, because he's just that type of person, you know. Even though he does criminal stuff, not all criminals are bad people, you know. And I hate when people label him because he's young, and, you know, the ethnic group is a very big label, and because he's been in so much trouble. But when they meet him, everybody loves him, you know.
He's great. It makes me really happy. I've never been so happy in my life. It's amazing, because I did not think when we first got together, you know, I kind of put him in the group too, that he's a young thug. He'll never fall in love with me. I'm stupid. I'm just going to get played and I'm going to get my heart broken. But it's like
we're the same people, but he's a man, I'm a woman. He's black, I'm white. He's Sean, I'm Donna.
Oh no, he just makes me so happy. And I'm so happy that I can give him something that's gonna mean so much to him, because he wants a baby so bad. You know, we've been trying for a year. He's wanted it so bad, and I know he's gonna be a great dad.
Donna's been refused a place on the baby dorm due to a previous accusation of violence. She's a drug user and wants to go on a substance abuse program, which will reduce her sentence and the time spent apart from her baby.
Looking at this, I mean, your significant drug usage started around 14. Is there anything that you can think of that has happened around age 14?
I started going to parties and stuff, and the first time I drank, I got raped, and so ever since then it's just, I didn't care about myself no more.
And that's significant, okay? There's a high correlation between women addicts and abuse issues, okay? It's a pretty big, significant statistic that's out there. And what's really cool is our program, Helping Women Recover, really concentrates on that. Do you have any questions for me at all?
What about the NA and AA?
Good. I'm glad you reminded me of that, because that was on the blue slip as well. You are currently, I just put you on the waiting list for NA. Our 12-step self-help groups, they meet on Thursday nights.
That's why I'm happy, like, I get to take the chance being in here, because now I can focus all the way on this, because if I was on the outs, I'd be focusing on other stuff and this. Now I can just focus on this. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll be seeing you.
We'll be seeing you.
Donna is also trying to overturn the decision not to give her a place on the baby dorm.
You're already online for substance abuse, so that's perfect. Worst case scenario, the baby will be 6 months old when you get back out.
When I got the letter back saying that I was denied for the wee ones, I wrote my lawyer explaining to him, because my judge did not know I was pregnant when I came in. I knew I was pregnant, but I didn't tell him. Okay. So I wrote my lawyer and, you know, I told him about it and stuff. I'm waiting for that letter back because he's going to get that fixed. But I did leave drug court, which don't look good at all on me. You know what
right.
I mean? But, you know, he didn't know I was pregnant. I'm getting denied. I'm not going to be able to keep my baby.
And, in here.
Yeah, and I'm going through substance abuse, which is a form of drug court. Mm-hmm. It's not as strong as drug court, but it's going to help me.
Like Donna, 31-year-old Heather also has a history of drug abuse.
Okay. Yep. I had a drug addiction, a really bad drug addiction, and it's been 2 years since I've used, so.
What was your day-to-day life like?
Stealing, prostitution, just whatever I could just to get high. Like, I'd give up anything for that chaotic life right now.
Heather is now in the final weeks of her pregnancy.
And I haven't felt her mom all day.
You haven't felt the baby move all day? Okay. So what else is going on?
I'm having a lot of pressure right here when I move. It's like a real bad grinding. And my whole left leg's going numb. I told them over here, they tell me to lay on my left side. I've been there for 2 days, so.
Is it like, are you having like labor pains or just pain all the time?
It's like a pulled muscle. And I asked Ms. Poole to take my blood pressure to see what it was. To see if my blood pressure was up. So I'm just having a hard time breathing, catching my breath over there.
the last delivery. She used to do this like every weekend. She'd pick on the weekend nurses and try and make it look like she either had ruptured membranes or some other kind of problem. And that's a classic example of how tough it is for some of our pregnant women who have significant behavioral problems, and she does have significant behavioral problems. But last night I thought we couldn't chance it, so I thought she needed to be seen, and she's really close to delivery anyway, but we have this kind of trouble all the time.
She was sent to hospital last night, but was released this morning. She's now in the prison sick bay and has asked to see her birth coach and the prenatal coordinator.
Any other symptoms besides?
She hasn't moved on me.
Oh. Is that unusual for you?
Yeah. I've been on my left side. It's like one solid cramp ball. The only thing I'm fearful of is starting to bleed and not being able to stop. Mm-hmm. I have gestational hemophilia.
Oh.
My blood platelets are low. Mm-hmm. They're going to test the baby's blood platelets when she's born because mm-hmm. they said that her blood platelets being low, she's taken too many of mine.
So you don't seem as fearful as someone might be who has a special medical condition?
I'm not, no, because I know if I go into labor, there's nurses here that'll get me to the hospital when I need to go.
Good. Do you have any questions for Patty?
There are a lot of things I wasn't proud of before I got pregnant, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure who the baby's father is. I'm kind of nervous about mm-hmm. what she's going to look like when she gets here. And mm-hmm.
Because your boyfriend's black, and you're afraid that...
Baby daddy's black, my boyfriend's white.
Oh, I see. Okay, so which do you want the baby to be?
It doesn't matter to me because she's my baby.
Who will it matter to?
The guy that's been... Not TJ, not my boyfriend, but the black man who's been there with me and his kids. I mean, they've been involved in this pregnancy from the very beginning.
So if the baby's white, they won't be happy.
No, and I have to deal with that when I get home. Mm-hmm. It'll be a whole lot easier for my mom when she goes to get her food stamps. You know, they're going to ask her to name the father. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a whole lot easier for her to know where Kim is at than it is for her to know where the other father's at. Mm-hmm.
It's strange to hear people talk about their boyfriend and the baby's father. You know, like they're not the same person. It's just strange.
Despite a question mark hanging over the paternity of her baby and serious medical issues, Heather is looking forward to the birth.
They just tell you your schedule for an induction. They don't tell you what day. But tomorrow, if I go, I get to get put in a soft, cushy, nice bed with a TV in there and get to have a nice epidural shot in my back so I feel nothing from the waist down.
The number of pregnant women in American jails is at an all-time high, creating problems for an already struggling prison system. But at the Indiana Women's Prison, a radical new program is giving a handful of new moms the chance to keep their babies with them, behind bars. Rebecca is one of the lucky ones to receive a place on the baby dorm. She's at full term with her pregnancy.
Is that your daughter's name?
Nanny Shauna is helping her to get ready for the birth.
Now, as you know, you get to pick out five of everything.
It's gonna be a boy. I'm going to name him Wyatt.
Oh, that's cute.
And he should be born May 1st or May 7th.
And I'm ready.
So cute. They have a lot of really cute girl stuff.
Yeah. I have two boys. I wish I would have had girls.
Look, they match. I know I'm gonna stick with these two, because, yeah, they got stars on them.
Okay.
I love stars.
These babies are well taken care of, I could say that.
Yes, ma'am.
It feels like you've been shopping.
Yes, like I went to Target. Got a Target bag and everything.
You want me to carry your bag for you?
Yes, please. I've spent thousands of dollars at Target.
It's cute.
It's cute. I like dinosaurs. you see the crib all the time and you just, you're like, well, where's the baby? The baby's not here yet. Mine will be very soon.
23-year-old Rebecca is expecting her second child. Her first was still a baby when Rebecca was jailed for possessing crystal meth.
This is my daughter, Nevaeh. This is on her first birthday. Yep, she's a big handful. This is the baby's father, Thomas. He's Nevaeh's dad and Wyatt's dad. And this is me and Nevaeh when she's 8 months. I'll be home before she's two, so that's good.
That you wonder about what she's up to?
Yes, because I don't get to talk to her. I don't get to see her. It's very hard. But I know she's well taken care of. She's got her dad, and she keeps her grandma busy.
Former prostitute and drug addict Heather is expecting her eighth child. She isn't eligible for the Wee Ones program, so her mom had agreed to take the baby. But just days before she's due to give birth, Heather's received some bad news.
Heather's mother has called and said that she is unable to keep the baby. She says that her doctor thinks it's too stressful for her to do. And Heather thinks she's fibbing about all that, but anyway, she has made that decision. She's already caring for several of Heather's children.
Heather's only option is to place the baby into care until she's released from jail. The newborn will go to an Amish family who foster and adopt babies born to mothers at Indiana Women's Prison.
We would have had you meet them before you had the baby, but we don't have time now that your mother dropped out right before you're due. This is Marietta taking her nieces and nephews for a little pony ride.
Now, they do drive, right? The Mennonite?
Their transportation is their horse and buggy, but they have friends who drive. So they have people that will bring them here for the baby to visit you. Here's the nursery. The two of them built their own home alone. Isn't that amazing?
It's a beautiful home.
They have a lot of friends who kind of pitch in and help when they need help.
This is so beautiful.
It is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You're happy?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like this is a good place for your child?
Yeah.
So any questions?
Mm-hmm.
We're good to go?
Yeah.
I think they're wonderful people. They don't sound too extremely religious, though. I mean, everybody goes to church on Sunday, don't they?
I feel that they'll nurture and protect and care for the child and give the child what it needs. And also, it's at no cost to the family, which is a very positive thing. And they would continue to raise the child if Heather was released and decided that she couldn't tend her baby. They would raise the baby. And then they would go through an adoption at that point. My gut feeling is that if you look at her record, it's not good, and the Amish will probably be raising her child.
Next time on Babies Behind Bars.
As soon as I heard that phone ring, I knew it was for me.
Oh.
Look at that baby.
Yes, she killed my dad, but my mom's not in this cold-hearted murderer. She's not. I did abandon her for so long.